Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I've talked about retrofitting your home against earthquake damage in previous community comments, so I want to bring your attention to a grant program that can help you offset the costs. Eligible Humboldt County homeowners can once again apply for grants up to $3,000 to safeguard their homes against future earthquake damage. This is through a program called the Earthquake Brace and Bolt Program. The requirement is for your home to be built before 1980, has to be owner-occupied, and on a raised foundation. Your home also has to be in one of the zip codes that have been identified as vulnerable to earthquakes. And if you're listening to this on the radio, then you almost certainly live in one of those zip codes. This grant can be used for a range of retrofits for many different situations, but the funding level is really targeting a specific and pretty common situation, which is where a home does already have a concrete foundation, but is not bolted to that foundation. So that's where the bolt comes from in the name of the program. It can literally pay for a contractor to come out and install bolts between your home and the existing concrete foundation. And this keeps your home from literally walking off of its foundation during an earthquake, which is really bad. The brace part of the name comes from another relatively easy fix. Many homes have a short wall that extends from the bottom of the house to the top of the concrete foundation. This wall is called a cripple wall, and it's basically a very short wall that's in fact built just like the walls inside your house. But for many years, these were built with only some wood slats on the outside, and these slats don't keep the wall from collapsing during an earthquake. To resist the lateral forces of an earthquake, plywood panels need to be nailed to the inside of these walls, which basically braces them. Now, these two measures together, the bolting and the bracing, for a home with this common situation can make a profound difference in how it survives an earthquake. I should mention, though, that for some many newer homes, these two issues were already addressed during the construction because the building code in California changed over the years to require the bolts and the bracing. And then I should also mention, for much older homes that don't already have a concrete perimeter foundation or a cripple wall, while there's still some things you can do to make them more resistant to earthquake damage, to really make them earthquake resilient requires more money than this grant program provides. So check out this grant program at earthquakebracebolt.com. It's all one word, earthquakebracebolt.com. And the application period opened January 10th and closes on February 21st. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.